what we're doing is working with a number of schools, either in or certainly serving Tunbridge Wells, to look to expansions of those schools. There's a whole variety of measures, but in essence, many of them will be putting in what we'd call temporary expansions for September next year. And then those go into permanent expansions, so permanently taking an extra one form or two forms in each year, going forward from September 2019. It's a mixture of grammar and non-grammar, and there will be other, there are a variety of other expansions taking place across the county that will cover both non-selective and selective schools.
Sure. And so part of your sort of four-year plan was you worked out the need that there would probably need to be 84 extra secondary school classes across the county. How does this kind of fall in with those plans?
Well, you're right. We are looking to quite significant expansion in schools all around, but particularly secondary schools over this next 4 or 5 years. As I say, that is because we have these increased numbers of children who've been working their way through primary school. The primary school numbers have been increasing for many, many years, and now coming into the secondary system. And we're also seeing particular pressures in certain parts of the county. So that's true in Thanet. It's true up in the northwest of the county, in Dartford, Ebbsfleet, that area. It's true here in Tunbridge Wells. It's true in Maidstone. So there are a variety of areas, indeed a number of other parts of the county too, where we're seeing these pressures. So this is part of that response to it. But I think particularly, and I think it's highly relevant for Tunbridge Wells and indeed for Thanet too, that in both cases, there was a process a year or two ago to see if the National Free School Programme could deliver a new secondary school for those areas. In both cases, that didn't come to pass. So what we're doing is taking steps to deal with that and to build in the additional school capacity that we believe is needed.
They don't necessarily include the provisions that are being spoken about for new housing developments coming in. So how are you as a county council sort of going to try and sort of look to that as sort of a more long-term thing?
Well, what we do is we have, as you've mentioned, our commissioning plan that looks over the next few years. And clearly much of the growth in that that we see in school places comes from what you might consider to be natural growth. So it's where the population of school-aged children has risen, and those children, as I say, are working their way through the system. We also make projections much longer term through the 2020s, and that's where we can look to believe that if housing does roll out at the sort of rates that's being talked about, then there are a number of places across the county where you're clearly going to need further expansion of secondary provision above and beyond what we're already looking at.